So, stealing is in many ways. I've written a book called Integrity, the Litmus Test of Good Leadership. And I argue in it that people steal in many ways. For example, if I contract you to work for me 5-8 hours a day, and I'll be paying you 10,000 shillings a month, if you do not do 8 hours and I still pay you, you are a thief. It's not that you have not stolen property, you have stolen time. If I employ you and you spend to do certain work and you spend all your time ringing your girlfriend during the hours you are being paid to work, you are a thief of time. So you need to understand that when it says you will not steal, it is that you will not get into possession that which does not belong to you in a way that the giver has not agreed. So if I have agreed to pay you 10,000 shillings for 8 hours of work, if you actually accept my 10,000 shillings, yet you know, I don't know, but you know that you did not actually put all the hours into it, then you are a thief. The better thing would be to come to me and tell me, I honestly don't deserve the 10,000 because on this day I went here and this day I went here. I, the owner of the 10,000, can still pay you the 10,000. Then part of the money will be something you have earned, part of the money will be a gift. If you do not own up, then you actually are a thief. And that is what the Bible is saying, thou shalt not steal.